Chapter 13. "What's your idea?" Evan demanded again. Andy grinned at him. She was wearing a long lime green t-shirt over a day glow orange t-shirt, pulled down over baggy blue shorts. The sunlight made all the colors so bright, Evan felt like shielding his eyes. "You might not like it," Andy said coyly. "Try me," Evan replied. "Come on, don't keep me in suspense." "Well..." Her eyes wandered over to the tree where they had buried the monster blood. "It has to do with the monster blood," she said reluctantly. He swallowed hard. "That's okay. Go on." "Well, it's a pretty simple plan. First, we dig up the monster blood," Andy said, watching his reaction. "Yeah." "Then we take some to school," she continued. "Yeah." "Then we feed it to Cuddles." Evan's mouth dropped open. "Just a little bit," Andy quickly explained. "We feed Cuddles a tiny glob of it, just enough to make him the size of a dog." Evan laughed. It was a terrible idea, a truly evil idea, but he loved it. He slapped Andy on the back. "You're bad, Andy," he cried. "You're really bad." Andy grinned proudly. "I know." Evan laughed again. "Can you see the look on Murphy's face when he comes in and sees this precious little hamster all grown as big as a cocker spaniel? What a riot!" "So you'll do it?" Andy asked. Evan's smile faded. "I guess," he replied thoughtfully. "If you promise we'll only use a tiny bit, and we'll bury the rest right away." "Promise," Andy said. "Just enough to play our little joke on Mr. Murphy, then we'll never use the stuff again." "Okay," Evan agreed. They shook hands solemnly. Then they hurried to the tree. Evan searched the entire park, squinting against the bright sunlight. He wanted to make sure no one was spying on them this time. When he was sure the park was empty, he and Andy dropped to their knees under the tree and began scooping the dirt off the hole with their hands. They had dug nearly 2 feet down when they realized the hole was empty. "The monster blood!" Evan cried. "It's gone!"